جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. And congratulations on Eid al-Ghadir, the Eid of Imama and Wilaya. And we're going to celebrate inshallah on Saturday night at 7 p.m. And also congratulations for those of you who concluded the Hajj this year. تقبل الله إن شاء الله حج مبرور وسعي مشكور وذنب مغفور. And we hope Allah will enable those who did not have the opportunity to go inshallah in the upcoming years inshallah ta'ala. Surah Yunus, we have two Thursdays to go before Muharram al-Haram, so we will continue with Surah Yunus alayhi salam, chapter 10, and tonight we will take from verse 63 onward, that I begin reading from verse 62. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Habibi Qulubina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم ألا إن لله ما في السماوات من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون صدق الله العلي العظيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Behold, the true friends of God shall not experience fear, nor shall experience any grief. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Who are those? Who are those who are characterized in this verse as being the awliyaullah? What is the meaning of awliyaullah? And who are those who are qualified to be awliyaullah? Wali has almost different meanings and interpretations in the Arabic language. And the meaning here, it means the friends. A true friend is described as wali. A close friend, true friend, an honest friend, genuine friend. But who are those genuine friends, and how can one become one of them, a genuine friend? A genuine friend who conquers his own ego and becomes totally consumed in God's service and in God's love, and receive the proximity, al-qurb, the perpetual proximity of God. Who are those? The verse after it, the ayah after it, explains, al-ladina. Al-ladina amanu, the one before it says, ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. The one after that, 63, immediately says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The true friends of God, the awliya, they have these two qualities. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who had belief, or those who believed. It uses the past tense, آمَنُوا. They started their journey with faith. But then there is another quality, another requirement. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and are reverent. But كَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ is not in the past tense. It's in the continuous tense. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is in the past tense. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ is in the continuous tense. And there is a difference between them. The difference is that the faith is required from the beginning. So it was mentioned in the past tense, amanu. They started their journey with faith in God. And faith is mostly psychological and ideological. Faith, you carry it in your mind, in your brain, in your aql, in your reason, in your heart. This is where you place the faith. Faith, you place it in your soul, in your inner being. This is the place of faith. For the faith to be genuine, it has to be in the heart. Some people think faith is when you pray. No. Some people think faith when you read Quran. Faith when you fast. No, not necessarily. Many people, they read Quran, they fast, they pray, but they have no faith. They have no faith in God. They have no trust in God. They are not honest with God. Many people pray, but they are not honest. They pray and then they violate the very principles of the prayers. What are the principles of the prayers? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily, the prayers forbids who practice it from shameful acts and evil doing, fahsha and munkar. But many people today, they pray five times a day. They don't miss any prayers. But they practice shameful acts and evil doing. So prayers is not necessarily, it is not necessarily the sign of faith. Yes, it could be a sign of faith for some who adhere to the teachings of the prayers. But it could not, it could be also the sign of not having faith for others who do not adhere to the teachings and the principles and the spirit of the salat, of the prayers. So where is faith then? Faith is in the soul. Faith is ideological. When you believe in God and you embrace that, embrace it wholeheartedly with your soul, not just your limbs. First soul, second limbs. The journey begins with the ruh. Today, many of the Muslims are not real Muslims because they think the journey begins with the limbs, not with the soul. This is the problem. The journey has to begin with the soul and then is reflected on the limbs. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then the second requirement, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, are reverent.
Reverend, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, not وَاتَّقَوْا. وَاتَّقَوْا is in the past tense. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, continuous tense. Meaning that taqwa is required every day, not just in the past. Every hour, we have to embrace taqwa and reverence and the fear of God and the respect for God and the love for God. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. It has to continue. One cannot say, I was muttaqi yesterday, last year. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, last year I was good muttaqi. But this year no longer. If this year no longer, then you are not muttaqi anymore. Taqwa has to continue. On a every single morning, every single afternoon, every single evening, every single hour. This is what we have to carry. Allah says success depends on two elements. One is faith, iman. Second is taqwa. One is deen and second is character. Iman refers to deen, religion. Therefore, if you deal with people, those people have to have two things. They have to have iman and akhlaq. Iman is referred to here, amen. This is faith or deen. But deen is not enough. Why? Because deen is here only in the brain, only in the heart. Taqwa is when you practice it. Taqwa is when you practice the deen in your daily life. It's not enough to store it in your heart. Yes, the beginning of it is in the heart, but it's not the end. It has to be to continue. It has to be reflected in your character. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those are awliya Allah. These are the two requirements. No need for more than that. Allah says, if you want to be my wali, my true friend, my true companion, my favorite special friend, you need two things. Iman, real faith, and real taqwa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those people who have faith and they practice reverence, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرِ. They receive the glad tidings. Bushra is glad tidings. When you receive good news, and you've seen yourself when you have good news and bad news. Bad news destroys your morale. When you have bad news, receive bad news by email, by text message, by phone call. Bad news sometimes destroys people's spirit. Bad news. While good news revives you. If you are down, you become up, high, powerful. You become confident of yourself. You become very happy. Good news brings you happiness, brings you optimism in your life. Even if you are sitting in your room, you are not out. By merely receiving some good news, you become empowered immediately, instantly, with good news. Allah says, those who have faith and reverence, we supply them with good news. With good news. Bushra. Now, Bushra here, the commentators on the Quran, they have different meaning for it. Some of them, they say Bushra is mentioned in the Quran. The meaning of Bushra, the meaning of good news or glad tidings, means that at the time of their death, the angels are going to show them their place in paradise. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بُشْرًا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. At the time of death, the angels would usher them and tell them, listen, you are dying, Everyone who's dying, he's in a state of fear. But you should not fear. Why? وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. We are taking you from a miserable life, terrible life, into the best one, into the eternal one, into the real happiness. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. However, other commentators say, Allah is saying, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. It's not only the glad tidings of the Akhirah. Those who have faith and reverence are going to have good news even in this life, not just at the time of death. Why? Because the Quran says, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى. Al-Bushra, Al-Iflam, Al-Jins. Allah did not say Lahum Bushra, Lahumul Bushra. There is a big difference. Lahum Bushra, we're going to exclusively give them something specific. Specific good news. But Lahum Al-Bushra, we're going to give them all the time good news. Not just a specific one. Not just at the time of death. Even when they live in this life, they receive good news. And also at the time of death. Alif Lam, the article V, Alif Lam, this is Alif Lam al Jins. It means generic, not specific. We have Alif Lam al Ahd, Alif Lam al Jins. We study this in Arabic literature. Here, Alif Lam al Jins, it is generic. When Allah says Bushra, it means Bushra, a generic one. It could be any time, not just at the time of death. So the commentators, they say, how does a believer receive the glad tidings? Some of them, they say, they receive the glad tidings, the good news, the inspiration, when they see good dream. There are good dreams and bad dreams. There is a ru'ya sadiqa, good dreams. And sometimes you see nightmares, bad dreams. If you eat lots of chalo kebab late during the night and you go to bed and either it's very hot or very cold, then definitely you are not going to see good dreams. But sometimes you see good dreams. And these good dreams are messages, inspirations. You see them. And it depends on the one who interprets the dream for you. But other commentators, they said no. The messages that they see, it's not only in their dreams. In reality too. What are these messages? It's mentioned above. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They shall experience no fear, neither grief in their life. How is that? Almost every person, with a few exceptions, they experience fear and anxiety in their life. Almost every person at some point. Some people all the time, every night, every day, 24 hours a day. Some people once in a while. They experience the state of fear, the state of confusion, the state of anxiety. Why? Because we are human beings. We are human beings. We live in the midst of problems. Trials and tribulations, many challenges, sometimes financial, sometimes marital, sometimes societal, sometimes political. So we experience fear and grief. But for those who are with Allah always, who does experience the fear? The one who's alone, lonely. When you are lonely,
you experience fear.
When you are lost, imagine yourself in a desert, no signs, no rescue, and you are lost in the desert, definitely you experience fear. For someone who's confused what to do tomorrow, he would experience fear. And also, who does experience grief and sadness? Why people are sad? They are sad mostly because they miss something or someone. When you miss something or someone, you become what? You become faqir. You become deficient. But for someone who is extremely rich and he or she would never experience any sort of shortfalls. He would never experience any sort of deficiencies. He doesn't have any need. What do we call that person? What do we call this person? Self-sufficient. Ghani, self-sufficient. And that person, when he's self-sufficient, would he experience a grief? No, because he has everything. You experience a grief because you miss something. But when you have everything around you, then why you are sad? There is no reason for you to be sad. Sadness becomes from vacuum. When there is some vacuum next to you, you need to get something or someone, you can't get it. You need to get a good job, there is no good job. You need good income, no good income. You need good husband, no good husband. You need good house, no good house. You need good health, no good health. Then you become sad. But when you have all these things, you have good husband, you have good wife, you have good children, you have good job, you have good position, you have good health, you have money, you have this, you have that. No need for you to be sad. Allah says, those who have me, they have everything. Those who have God in their heart, they feel they have everything. مَاذَا فَقَدَ مَنْ وَجَدَكَ وَمَاذَا وَجَدَ مَنْ فَقَدَكَ Imam Hussein puts the entire tawheed, ilm al-tawheed, monotheism in one sentence, in dua Arafah. إلهي ماذا وجد من فقدك وماذا فقد من وجدك. He who finds you, what does he miss? And he who misses you, what does he find? If you find God in your heart, in your life, if your heart is consumed with God, do you miss anything else? You don't. You feel self-sufficient. You feel rich. You feel you are ghani. You are in need of nothing. Because you have everything in your heart. But if you miss God, and you have billions of dollars in your bank account, you still miss the real substance. You still miss Him. Yesterday I was at Heathrow Airport, and I went to pick some newspapers. Almost, there were about 7 or 8 newspapers in the lounge. Almost every single newspaper they had in the front page the picture of the couple who are divorcing now. What's his name? Brad Pitt and Angela. Angelina Jolie, Ahsanta, mashallah. Believe me, 7 or 8 papers in the front page. Front page. That was the main news. Why they get divorced? They are short on money. You know, it says in the newspaper, I was reading the article on the airplane, the attorney charges $850 per hour. The attorney where they filed the divorce, she charges, and they say this attorney who's divorced herself,
here in Hollywood. She's 48 years old, multimillionaire.
She does not take less than a millionaire client. Why they get divorced? Are they short on money? They have no money to pay their rent, to fill their gas, to fill their car with gas, to provide food for their 6 children? They have everything. They are not celebrities, they are celebrities. Then why? Why they are getting divorced? I believe, in my heart, I believe God is missing from their life. When you take God away, money would not help. Being celebrity would not help. Being popular would not help. Being beautiful and attractive would not help. Because you are taking the real substance from your life. You are taking it away. The real value in this life is God. The real value. ماذا فقد من وجدك وماذا وجد من فقدك. Remember this. الذين آمنوا. Allah says, الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Those are the true friends. Because they are not going to experience real fear. Yes, I'm not telling you, I should not exaggerate and say if you are a real believer, you would not have fear. Because the Prophet himself, sometimes he had fear in his heart. When he's about to face his enemies in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Ahzab, that Allah says, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When you are with God, God will send you the power. God will empower you. God will send you the sakina. Sakina is what? Emotional and psychological stability. The only one who does not fear in this universe is God. The only one who never experiences fear. Even the Anbiya, they do, but immediately God sends them the medicine. Immediately. While if they are not with God, they would lack the medicine. You don't get the medicine at the time you need it. You don't get it. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those who are true friends of God, they receive the bushra. What is the bushra here? Good news. And what is the good news? That you shall have no fear, no grief for anything. I have seen some people who have an empty pocket. Believe me, empty pocket. If the night falls, they have no food. They have not prepared food for that night. But still they are happy. They are not worried about their future. They are not worried about their children. And I know people who have their bank accounts is overflowing with cash money, but still they have fear in their hearts. They have fear. Still they have anxiety about tomorrow. What will happen tomorrow? Psychologists, they say the rich people, they have more anxiety than the poor people. Because the poor, they have nothing to lose. Because they have nothing. So why are they worried about what? About his mansion, to lose his mansion. But the rich also always wants to maintain what he has. Therefore, and to increase his wealth. Therefore, they experience anxiety. I conclude with this hadith. Adham al-Khaliq, Amir al-Mu'mineen, says about Awliya Allah, the Muttaqoon, the pious. عظم الخالق في أنفسهم فصغر ما دونه في أعينهم. الله أكبر. عظم الخالق. The Lord has been augmented and amplified and magnified in their hearts. Lord in their hearts is very big. Therefore, everything else in their life, everything else, the material things in their life, becomes so small and decreased in their eyes. They diminish in their eyes. When the heart is full, your eyes is not going to be greedy. Your heart is full. You feel you are enriched. عظم الخالق في أنفسهم فصغر ما دونه في أعينه. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amplified and augmented in your heart, then everything else is miniaturized and diminished and decreased in your eyes. You remember the financial crisis in America, not just America, the whole world. I was recently in Iceland. I think I am the first Shia Muslim to be in Iceland. And the friend was telling me there, we passed by a building which was the prime minister's office. Small building, small house. This is the prime minister's building? And it's active, he comes to the office, you can see his car. He's in the building. He said, yes, not only small, this used to be a prison. And we converted the prison into the prime minister's office. I said, because you don't have any criminals? He says, we do. But we built another prison. We have only two types of criminals. Here in our city, we have no murderers, no rapists. But we have two types of criminals behind bars. One are traffic dealers. Those who bring drug dealers into the country. Those who are caught at the airport or the ports, bringing drugs, we put them behind bars, and then guess who are the second group? Huh? Who said, you said something? Exactly, bankers. They say we have 26 banks in this city. All the presidents of these banks are behind bars now. Why? Because of the financial collapse in their country in 2009. They captured the bank managers, they put them in jail. Imagine he's a bank manager in a peaceful country where there is no crime, where there is no need, where people are rich, because the average meal, the cheapest meal, cost you 30 bucks there. The most expensive country on earth, Iceland. But it's still this man who has full of money, his bank account, he's greedy. His heart is not rich. His pocket is rich, but the heart is not rich. Why the heart is not rich? Because God is not in the heart. When God is not in the heart, you cannot fill your heart with money. Money would not do good. Still, he will betray his own people. The greed does not come from person who doesn't have money. Actually, those who have more money, they become more greedy if they have no faith. If they have no faith. But if they have faith, there is no reason for him or her to be greedy. لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من جنوده وأعوانه وأنصاره وعجل اللهم في فرجه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد